This is a recorded educational aids to learning tape reproduced by the American Printing House for the Blind through the cooperation of the University of Minnesota. For further information regarding this program, please address the American Printing House for the Blind, 1839 Frankfort Avenue, Louisville 6, Kentucky.
Fun with speech. South Dakota School of the Air, in cooperation with the Department of Public Health and the University School of Education, presents by tape recording, Fun with Speech.
Hello, girls and boys. Listen. Do you know the name of that song? Our riddle word for today is the first word in its name. It begins with a blowing sound, which I shall tell you about later. Listen to the song again. It may help you to think of our riddle word, which I shall ask you at the end of the program. Now, do you know what a hinge is? Look around the room and see if you can find a hinge. Do you see the hinges on the door? They are what help you to open and close the door. What happens to the hinges of a door if they are never used? That's right. They become rusty and squeak. Did you know our body has hinges too? If we do not keep them exercised and use them often, they become rusty and squeak when we move. How would we walk if we didn't have these hinges, or joints as we call them? How would we look? Let's name some of the places we find hinges in our bodies. There are hinges at your waist. Stand up and bend your waist hinge. Bend, straighten up. Bend, straighten up. There are hinges at your neck. Bend your head down. Hold it up. Bend it down. Hold it up. There are hinges in your arm. Bend your arm. Straighten your arm. Bend it. Straighten it. There are hinges in your knees. Bend your knee. Straighten it. Bend it. Straighten it. There are hinges in your ankles. Bend one ankle. Straighten it. Bend the other ankle. Straighten it. There are hinges in your jaws. Open your mouth. Close it. Open it. Close it. Do what this game tells you as we wake up all the hinges in our bodies. My body is hinges because everything bends. From the top of my head, clear down to my ends. I'm hinges in front. I'm hinges in back. I have to be hinges, or else I would crack. Now let's see everyone sitting with good posture, so these hinges are in the right places. Here's our story. Bobby had a birthday. His grandmother had given him $2 to buy what he wanted at the toy shop. Today was the day he could go to the toy shop and select his own present. Oh, what fun that would be! There were so many things. Listen and see whether you can tell what Bobby saw in the toy shop. What was that? Oh, what a nice train that was. But it cost a lot of money. What was that? It would be nice to have a black toy dog. What was that? Bobby had found a nice big ball that he could bounce. What was that? Bobby liked to play cops and robbers with the other boys. What was that? Bobby needed a hammer to build a doghouse. How would you have spent $2 if you had been Bobby? Now for some exercises. My tongue can do so many things. Just look and you will see. It can sweep. Close your lips and let your tongue sweep all around inside your mouth. It can go up and down. Now open your mouth and let your tongue go way up to the top. Now down, up, down, up, down. It can go in and out. Open your mouth. Let your tongue go out, go in, go out, go in. Now it sweeps around and around. Now way inside it sweeps. Sweep the roof of your mouth from front to back. Now it jumps gaily up and down. Open your mouth. Your tongue jumps up to touch your nose, down to touch your chin. Up, down. My tongue can do so many things. Your tongue can do so many things. Just try and you will see. It can sweep. It can go up and down. It can go out and in. Now it sweeps around and around. Now way inside it sweeps. Now it jumps gaily up and down. Your tongue can do so many things. Now round your lips into an O. Stick your lips way out. Say, O. Now smile a big smile and say, E. Now say, O, E, O, E, O, E, O, E, O, E. Have you ever heard the music of the wind in the trees? The voice of nature singing in the breeze. Will you stand up? Put your hands on your waist. Round your lips and push them forward. Now take a deep breath and send it out as a gentle wind sound. When I repeat this verse, you make the music of the wind with me. Have you heard the music of the wind in the trees? The voice of nature singing in the breeze. How old are you? Is your birthday pretty soon? The thing I like best about my birthday is having a big cake. It's a big layer cake with lots of frosting and pink and white. And on the very top are candles. One candle for each year. After the candles are lit, I like to make a wish and then try to blow them all out with one puff of my breath. I had a birthday yesterday and a birthday cake with candles on it all lit up. Oh, my goodness sake. Daddy said, now take a breath. Now let her go, old scout. I said, with all my might, and everyone went out. Now my birthday's over. A long, long time must go before I have another cake with candles I can blow. Put your hand in front of your mouth, and you can feel the blowing sound. I'm going to tell you about the birthday cake again. This time you make the blowing sound with me. I had a birthday cake and a birthday cake with candles all lit up. Oh, my goodness sake. Daddy said, now take a breath. Now let her go, old scout. I said, with all my might, and everyone went out. Now my birthday's over. A long, long time must go before I have another cake with candles I can blow. Can you hear the blowing sound? Tell me if it's at the beginning or middle of this word. White. Yes, that's at the beginning. Somewhat. That is in the middle. Whisper. wheelbarrow. Bob White. Pinwheel. How many blowing sounds do you hear in this sentence? Where did you find the white whistle? Yes, there were three. What were the words? Of course, where, white, and whistle. How many blowing sounds do you hear in this sentence? I rode everywhere on my wheel. There were two. What were the words? Everywhere, wheel. How many are there in this? Why did you whisper to her? Yes, there were two again. What were they? Yes, why, and whisper. 10 little candles on a chocolate cake. Now there are 8. 8 little candles on a candlestick. Now there are 6. 6 little candles, and not one more. Now there are 4. 4 little candles, red, white, and blue. Now there are 2. 2 little candles standing in the sun. Now there is none. Hold up both hands with your 10 fingers sticking up. Pretend your fingers are candles and that you are blowing them out. When you blow out a candle, bend the finger down. Are you ready? 10 little candles on a chocolate cake. Now there are 8. 8 little candles on a candlestick. Now there are 6. 6 little candles and not one more. Now there are 4. 4 little candles, red, white, and blue. Now there are 2. 2 little candles standing in the sun. Now there are none. Listen for the blowing sound in this verse. Whoa, 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 Dan. Oh, oh, he's running away. Stop him, stop him. Whoa, Dan, whoa. What words did you hear it in? Yes, in whoa. You say this verse with me. Be sure you blow hard on the word, whoa. I'll say a line first, and then you repeat it. Whoa, 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 Dan. Oh. Oh, oh, he's running away. Stop him, stop him. Whoa, Dan, whoa. Have you thought of our riddle word? The first word in the title of this song has the blowing sound. What is it? The name of it is Whistle While You Work. Our riddle word is whistle. That's the first word in the title. While is another word in the title that begins with a blowing sound. Probably you can guess some of the speech fun we'll have next week when I come back to tell you about the Mad Cat. Until then, this is Alice saying goodbye.
By tape recording, you've been listening to Fun with Speech, a South Dakota School of the Air program presented in cooperation with the Department of Health and the University School of Education. This series is written by Ethel Bridgeford Grote. Thank you.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.